Thank you for joining us today for KZSU Stanford's Technology News Update. Our update today is about saving the SS United States, America's flagship. We are honored and privileged to interview Susan Gibbs, Executive Director of the SS United States Conservancy. Susan will tell us why the SS United States is important, and she will tell us about the Conservancy's new plans to work with Crystal Cruises to renovate the SS United States and take it out to sea, and she will also tell us how we might be able to help with these plans.
The SS United States, which we call America's flagship, is, we say, the most famous ship that didn't sink. So this is the nation's most famous ocean liner that smashed the transatlantic speed record on her maiden voyage back in 1952. Using only two-thirds of her power, and miraculously, the ship is still with us. She's still afloat in Philadelphia and is awaiting revitalization.
Could you give us a brief history of the ship and why it needs revitalization now?
So the SS United States was withdrawn from service back in 1969, this great luxury liner, and I should also add, she was also a convertible troop ship and was brought online thanks to a very heavy subsidy from the U.S. Navy. And this was, again, after World War II, when troops were ushered to distant theaters of battle aboard ships as opposed to aircraft. But in any case, the ship was withdrawn from service back in 1969, the victim of jet aircraft and heavy fuel costs. And she's been kind of languishing ever since. So she's sitting in Philadelphia. Her huge red, white, and blue smokestacks are faded to pink and gray. And she has been stripped out by previous owners. And, you know, she's really, as we say, kind of a lady in waiting.
Could you tell us about the new plans to save the ship?
We were thrilled to actually announce earlier this month that the SS United States Conservancy has entered into an option agreement with Crystal Cruises with the goal of studying the possibility of returning this historic icon to seagoing service. And so this is a very intriguing possibility that we're very excited about. And the Conservancy is working very hard on historic preservation opportunities surrounding a potential return to sea. And we are also advancing plans for a very exciting museum focused on the SS United States and maritime history more broadly.
Could you give us a brief history of the SS United States Conservancy and its mission?
So the SS United States Conservancy is a national, a nonprofit organization that was founded back in 2004 and then was formally incorporated in 2009. And really, our mission has been to save the SS United States and to raise awareness of the ship's historical importance and ensure that her legacy continues. The Conservancy has local chapters around the country, but as I think about it, I don't believe there's an active one in Northern California.
If anyone is interested in working as a volunteer with the Conservancy, who should they contact?
They can email us. On our website, there's a staff page, and they can just send us an email to really any of us, but just info@ssusc.org, and we will definitely follow up.
Thank you for joining us today for KZSU Stanford's Technology News Update, and we would like to thank our guest, Susan Gibbs, Executive Director of the SS United States Conservancy, very much for her time and for this interview. If you would like a copy of this interview, please download it from our website, moderntechnews.com. That's moderntechnews.com, and please follow the link to Technology News. KZSU will broadcast our in-depth interview with Susan Gibbs on March 9th at 9 a.m. The interview will be available on our website, moderntechnews.com, after March 9th.